The first body to be recovered of the disappeared was that of Eamon Molloy, who was 21 when he was murdered by the IRA in July 1975. His body was found in 1999, 24 years later. It was only at that point that Eamon's family learned what happened to him from a Catholic priest, Father Eugene McCoy. Martin Molloy has told the filmmakers what he discovered about the circumstances of his brother's death, and they've made that interview available to us with Martin's permission. What you're about to hear is additional to what is in this documentary tonight, but I want you to hear it this morning because what he reveals is profoundly important and it needs to be heard. Just a warning for you, this is difficult to listen to. You may find it distressing because it tells us about this young man's final hours. This is Martin Molloy talking for the first time in public about what Father McCoy told him.
The priest told me what had actually happened. He says he was based in North Louth, close to Dundalk. The actual night that he'd been taken to see Eamon, it was late, maybe about 9 o'clock at night, or the doorbell rang, and when he opened the door, there was a couple of men there. They said there had been an accident up the road, and a man had been injured, but he'd come. Obviously, the man needed assistance. Father McCoy went with these men, but as they drove up to the road, they took him into a field where there was a mobile home, and they told them they were holding a man who they claimed to be an informer, and they were going to execute this man. The man had asked, could he see a priest? So they were bringing the priest to this man. Obviously, the priest told me he was shocked himself. But he went into the mobile. There was a couple of men in the mobile. There was a couple of other men. There was about 10 of them. They were kicking the ball about outside, playing football. The mobile home was semi-dark. But he started to speak to this man started to speak to him, who seemed to be in charge. And he told them that they were holding a man in a bedroom. And the man wanted to speak to the priest. He wanted his confession heard. The man who was in charge opened the door. There was Father McCoy told me, seemed to be a young lad, about 20, 19 or 20. His hands was bound and his feet was bound. He was tied up and he was lying on the bed. And Father McCoy told the man in charge, he refused to speak to him until they loosened the man's bonds, that they had to let the man go and give him some sort of dignity so as he could speak to the priest. They untied his binds. Father McCoy says he started, asking him his name. Obviously, the young man was distraught as well. It was semi-dark. When he told him his name, he didn't catch it. He thought it was Edmund or something different. The young man asked the priest to hear his confession. The priest heard his confession. And afterwards, he says to the priest, Father, I'm innocent of what these men are accusing me of. They're accusing me of being an informer, but I'm not. I'm innocent. He says that he had written two letters, one for his mother and one for his wife. There were three things he wanted the priest to make sure that had happened. That his wife and his mother received the letters and to tell his family that he was an innocent man, that he wasn't guilty of what he was being accused of. The priest says obviously he was distraught. So he heard his confession. The priest asked him, would he like to pray the rosary with him? Eamon says he would. I think the priest didn't have rosary beads with him. And he said to the men outside, I'm going to pray the rosary with this young man, but I have no rosary beads. The man who seemed to be in command, in charge, pulled out a pair of rosary beads and said, there's a pair of rosary beads, choose mine. The priest prayed the rosary with Eamon. After he prayed the rosary with Eamon, he argued with the men. He demanded that they release this young man. This man was innocent and they release him. He actually didn't get nowhere, fell on deaf ears. He actually confronted the men and it got a bit heated, the debate. But he says no, they weren't going to release him. He was going to be executed. I did feel Eamon's pain, being there, being alone, being on his own. Obviously knowing he was going to be killed. He was hopeless, he was powerless. There was 12 to 13 men there. I did feel consoled, slightly consoled that he had the priest with him at the end before he did die. that he could make his peace with God. When they found Eamon's remains, that he'd been clutching, one of the things they found with him was a small cross that was clutched in his right hand. And obviously he'd been holding that when he'd been killed. He was holding on. He had his faith. He was holding on. He was holding on to the cross.